I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A Messianic Jewish congregation in Israel is being taken to court over its use of a new church building. Beit Hillel Congregation in Ashdod recently purchased an additional property to support its growing ministry. But governing authorities have become suspicious of the ministry's expansion since Christian evangelism isn't allowed. Worship pastor Ilya Butolin says,
"We have a building that we bought, and they're trying to say that we can't use this building because we cannot share the gospel in Israel. Like, we cannot be missionaries in Israel."
He adds that believers' hope is not rooted in political systems or governing authorities, but rather in God's sovereignty.
There is still God's will. Like, the fact that there is Israeli government, it's God's will. So I don't care if they're left, right, I will pray for them.
Pray encouragement for these church leaders. And concern for religious freedom is growing in Canada after Bill C-9 was introduced. It would update the criminal code on hate and intimidation. But there's a risk that it could also remove a key defense for believers if it passes. Floyd Brabel from the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
"Our concern, of course, is that when you remove the good faith religious belief defense, that is a protection of not only Christian, but other religious groups as well."
Some fear faith-based teaching could be labeled hate under expanded laws, limiting religious speech. Yet Brabel cautions against assuming only bad intent, noting that some religious groups support it to address real dangers. The bill hasn't yet passed, so Christians still have time to learn what it includes and speak up if needed. Pray for their wisdom. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.